Brian Hemsworth just covered a three-hour meeting today with Chairman Dan Scholl. First of all, thank you for getting the heat turned down. It was brutal in there. I've never been so hot.
It was a little warm in here, but, you know, it's an old building. We like it, and I'd rather you be comfortable than not comfortable. So.
Well, I appreciate the hearing. Number one, there was a gentleman named Chris Krofcik. He testified today, gaming expert and a gaming executive. He said Missouri would see millions of dollars in revenue if we legalize sports betting. And he said that the believes if it was just casinos, they would get $95 million annually. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, what he was saying is that the casinos would see an increase of $95 million if sports betting had to be done at the casinos itself. And then if we incorporated the online feature that where you could bet from your phone connected to one of the casinos, it could be somewhere north of $250 million is what the revenue would be to the casinos. And we would get our share in tax on that.
Would be less, obviously that. FanDuel testified. DraftKings were here. Are you surprised what they were saying? They really want to see this happen.
I'm not surprised. What I'm surprised is that everybody today, the testimony, they were all lockstep on what they want. They want to make sure that it's easy to use, secure. Fair for the consumer, and basically make it available to anybody in the state of Missouri, regardless of where you're at. So it was a simple meeting in that everybody was in the same opinion.
Yeah, they were all in lockstep on that, no question. Final question for you, and that is, there was a gentleman from Boyd Gaming that testified, and he said the casinos obviously want them to go to the boat, but he said they support allowing people to use the handheld as well, but he said allowing people on the boat, he said they bring in football fans, they're going to bet, eat at the restaurants, and they're going to have to hire more workers. That was pretty powerful.
Right, and with opening the sports books in the casinos, you create an environment where people want to go and spend time watching the game, betting on the game, and doing those type of things, and certainly would increase the amount of foot traffic, even for table game play, but basically it requires more workers.
Gotcha. Final question. I know you got to run to St. Louis. MLB will be here in November. Do you have the date, and do we know who's coming in from them? Is it the commissioner or somebody else? You know?
I'm not sure who it is, but MLB will be here on November 7th, and they'll talk about their role in sports betting and what they'd like to see and what they've done in other states. And then pretty much we will have other people that have not had an opportunity, and I'd welcome anybody that wants to testify. Certainly get in touch with our office, and if not, show up, and we'll have fun on November 7th.
November 7th. Anything you want to add, Mr. Chairman?
Nope. After that, the hard work gets together, putting together a report for the Speaker of the House.
Good to see you.
Thank you.